as a high school coach, and no matter what sport, you're always happy to see your kids do well. And hey, if they have college sports in mind, like you did back in the day, you always for that, aren't you?
Almost definitely. You want to see your players succeed. And once they, you know, get done with their 4 years of high school, you always want to see them move on and do things beyond high school.
Of course, MCC, following it all these years, Coach Copsa does a great job. I feel like Kaylin's going to be a pretty good fit.
Yep. It'll be, I think, a good fit for her. Of course, she'll be close to home, so easier for us to go and watch. And, you know, it's a good atmosphere. I like the way that the team aspect is here and kind of that hometown feel.
And what she's done in her career as an outside hitter, I know talking to her a little bit, open to maybe a position change. You feel like she can definitely, if it happens that way, she can make that change, can't she?
Kaylin could make that change. You know, she's had a great career as an outside hitter, but unfortunately, her genetics weren't the greatest. Unfortunately, she's not very tall, so it makes it difficult. You know, the higher level that you want to play, your height plays a lot into it, and unfortunately, she didn't, you know, grow to be that 6 foot tall player. She's very good at passing and defense, and so, you know, a DS position or a libero position would be good for her.
In college volleyball, they definitely need passing. You got to pass the ball to win, don't you?
Yeah, that every level of the ball, every level of the game that you move up, the ball moves faster. So being able to pass that ball and dig it up is helpful for, you know, your offense, and you have to have offense going if you want to win.